A beautiful sunrise, lots of bright sunshine. It looks like a Chamber of Commerce day out there, but it feels like we've stepped back into winter. It's cold. We'll take another look at the weather forecast coming up in just a few minutes. Speaking of the Chamber of Commerce, the Blue Water Area Chamber is holding an event tomorrow, a digital virtual St. Clair County Town Hall meeting. Joining us right now is the president of the Blue Water Area Chamber, Thelma Castillo. Thelma, good morning.
Good morning, Paul.
It's a great idea, getting all the state, local, even federal leaders together to talk about COVID-19.
Well, you know, Paul, we spoke last week about some of the things that the chamber was doing in our community and with our members. And as I looked around to some of the other chambers around the state and through the country, they were starting to put some programs together. So I said, why can't we do the same here? I know that we've had different types of programs, but I don't think we've had this type of town hall since all this began about a month ago, where we could bring in all these community leaders who have an impact on our community and also have things to say and tell and inform our businesses as well as our residents of what can you expect and then what can you expect for the future. So I reached out to a few of them and I said, what do you think? And Mr. Bohm said right away, well, I think you need to talk to the Emergency Operations Center and see if Justin or Dr. Mercantat would be on board with it. And I reached out to them, and they were absolutely behind it. So from there, it just kind of snowballed. I kind of knew who the people I wanted to be part of it. Everyone brings a different perspective to it so that people can hear the different things that are happening at the different levels.
This is going to be on Zoom tomorrow afternoon, and people can participate. We'll let everybody know how they can participate in this. But who are some of the other panelists that you're going to have in this town hall?
So we do have Justin West Miller, who is the Emergency Operations Center. He's going to, after I do the welcome, he'll kick it off because he's been the leader, along with Dr. Mercantat, about everything that's been happening at the St. Clair County level. And then we have Kevin Hertz from Senator Gary Peters' office. He'll be giving us a federal kind of update of what's happening at the federal level. And then we have our own Senator Dan Lowers giving us a perspective from the state level. And then we go back to our county commissioner chair, Jeff Bohm, who's going to kind of outline some of the things from the county and what's been happening with the county and how he's interacting during this whole coronavirus. And then we get to the local level in terms of City of Port Huron. We got Mayor Rep participating, and she'll give some of the things that she's been working on. She's also been working at the state level with SEMCOG, so she's got some different perspectives that she'll be able to share. And then we have a couple of organizations. The EDA, our Economic Development Organization, has been very involved at the state level in terms of MEDC and the SBA in terms of some of the loans that are out there. He really knows all the ins and outs of all those various programs because, you know, they're very overwhelming. They're a little cumbersome. People, you know, have been trying to call in, get the information, but Dan could put it in pretty much simple terms in terms of what people can do. And then we have Randy Myers, who's got the Thumb Coast Recovery Fund through the Community Foundation and helping out businesses and nonprofits who are frontline workers during this crisis. So he'll be able to share some information from what he's been doing as well. I know he was on your program last week, but I thought it would be great to have him come and for our members to hear from him as well.
Absolutely. That fund is so needed, and it's really going to be interesting to see it grow and see how that money gets used, because there are going to be so many needs, not just immediately, but in the months to come.
Exactly. And, you know, Paul, when we talked last week, we talked about the strength that we had as a community, that we can bring people together on a very quick, short notice and collaborate with one another to make things happen and to get things done. And this is another example of that. I made a phone call. They said, get it going. I reached out to a few people, and with a couple hours, everyone was on board with the time and date. And, you know, in some communities, that doesn't happen. Sometimes it takes days, sometimes months. And here we were able to do it within hours to put this program together, because everyone sees the necessity, the importance of being informed and making sure our residents feel comfortable, our businesses feel like they have some information that will help them stay afloat during this time, because now it's been almost a month. And I know some businesses are really worried about what's the next steps in all this.
Yeah, it's been interesting to see, Thelma, how businesses have and organizations have adapted. You know, some better than others. Some, you know, just can't adapt for whatever reason and have opted to shut down. Others are doing more mail order delivery or curbside pickup. It's just been really interesting to see how we have all over the last month adapted to the way that we have to do things now.
Yes, and you know, from the chamber perspective, we have different sectors within our organization, and we've really been trying to reach out to the small business owners, making sure that they have everything that they need. We've also been working with our nonprofits to make sure that they have information and how they can go about getting some funding. But even though the CARES Act is very elaborate and has a lot of money attached to it, there's not as many businesses actually getting the money for a number of reasons. But I think people need to realize that it was to cover small business owners, it was to cover nonprofits, 501c3s. Unfortunately, at this time, it was not covering the 501c6s, and that's where we fall into that category, as well as I know the EDA. And sometimes people don't realize that we can't tap into the same funding that we're trying to promote out there and to be able to be supportive of our members. And I was on a conference call with the U.S. Chamber last week, and although it was pretty positive, there were some things that were saying some of the chambers are shutting down around the country, and we definitely don't want that to happen here. So we're trying to do everything that we can to make sure that our members feel like they're getting value for their membership, that they're being informed, that they stay informed, and that they know they can reach out to us, and we'll try to do everything that we can to help them.
This town hall meeting tomorrow, is this for chamber members only?
No, it is open to everyone. It's a value for our chamber members, but you can go on our Facebook page. There's a link on there that will tell you how to register for Zoom. And for this program, you do need to register in order to get the link. It's free to everyone. We will be recording it, and then we'll be able to put it back out there as well. Although we are, you know, hoping most of our chamber members do come on board, we know that there's some people that aren't members of us but still need our help, and we're willing to share that information with them.
2 o'clock tomorrow afternoon via Zoom, the virtual St. Clair County Town Hall meeting. Should be some really good information coming out of that.
I think it's going to be a dynamic program, and it's going to be very informative. I don't think you want to miss it, because, again, you're going to hear from different people from different levels, and people that most of our folks do know who they are, and this will give them an opportunity to say, hear what they have to say, see what they're, how they're going to help us, how they're being supportive, and we'll go from there, because like you and I spoke last week, there will be an end. When that end will be, we're not sure. We want to be ready so that we can start going, make sure our economy is strong again, and that we're back to where we were 2 months ago. Because, again, we were a very strong economy 2 months ago. We have a lot of players in the community making that happen, and we all work together. And I think that's the key. We all collaborate, and we all talk to each other. And it doesn't happen in other communities like it happens in St. Clair County.
Yep, you'll see that on full display tomorrow with this virtual St. Clair County Town Hall meeting. Thelma, thanks for telling us about it. Appreciate it very much.
Thank you, Paul, for the opportunity to share this information with you, your listeners, and our community members.
Thanks, Thelma.
Thank you.